This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Just heard it in your news. Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver believes if she disagrees with you, she should be able to hit, kick, punch you, do whatever she likes, especially if you're an ICE agent who we know are the Gestapo. It's according to Tim Walz.
Yes.
Highly credible person, I'm assuming, right?
Of course,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's the, yeah. He's the
latest failed vice presidential candidate.
So, I mean, not exactly a fringe figure. Well, mentally maybe, but, you know, in politics. And I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but they are gradually, as a group, these Democrats, including James Comey, asserting their right to use violence as speech. It's so gradual. And it's in the news every day, so they're going to work on it. But it's so gradual, we're kind of reacting to this incident, that incident, this incident, that incident. We're not seeing the whole picture. But it's really scary if you step back from it. Because there's two sides to it, okay? There's the justification. This is Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Walz, and now I'm back to being governor of Minnesota at the University of Minnesota, explaining that ICE, they're the modern-day Gestapo. Except he's so unfamiliar with history, he can't say Gestapo. Here.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
Well, there are illegal immigrants who also happen to be gang members, and many of them are also residents of El Salvador, actual citizens of that country, not this one. But, you know.
Minor details there, Tara. Yeah. Just minor details.
So modern-day Gestapo, whatever that is.
That's some kind of Italian dessert, isn't it?
It sounds like it would be great. I'll have a little Gestapo on the side. What the heck? No, it's Gestapo, moron. Anyway, but that's what he's trying to say. So there's the justification for it, right? And then you have Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver pretending we haven't all seen her assaulting ICE agents on video. I mean, there's video. And it's the Democrats' own standards, right? I mean, if you pushed somebody, shoved a law enforcement officer on January 6th, by God, you deserve to have your home raided in a pre-dawn raid. CNN truck will be there with the satellite to beam it up. Your whole town will see it. And you'll do 3 years, in federal prison, a lot of it in solitary confinement, right?
Yeah.
That is the standard. You pushed, you shoved, you kicked, you punched a Capitol Police officer. You go to prison, federal prison, for years. Well, I don't understand. If nobody's above the law, why Representative LaMonica McIver is upset about this? She should expect it. But that's where it comes in, the double standard. And we see this every single day. I think the turning point for me in realizing they really think that violence should be speech for them, should be allowed for them, was this segment on MSNBC. And nobody on the panel reacts. This was back in February, right after Trump took office and they started burning Tesla dealerships, bombing them, firing bullets into them, stuff like this. We're talking about a burning Tesla dealership here. We're not talking about peaceful protest. And she's outraged that Trump would hunt down people who would burn down Tesla dealerships.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know, I am judicious in how I play this sound, but I think you need to hear it from him.
Mr. President, talks about some of the violence that's been going on around the country at dealerships. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
Because I will do that. I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
He's directly asked in her own audio about violence, not protest, violence. Yeah. Listen to how she starts it. Uh-huh. She's justifying violence. This is MSNBC.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know,
so she's admitting it. Violence against Tesla dealerships domestic terrorism. She's outraged.
Well, violence equals protest. I mean, so if you can be violent, it's a protest. So thereby, it is it is allowed. It is excused. There's a reason for it because you are protesting when you get violent.
They are normalizing this day in and day out. That Jim Comey interview was so outrageous. And you could tell he's got his trademark smirk going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He knows exactly what he did. He's mocking Trump. He knows he called for him to be assassinated. He knows that. He did it on purpose. Listen to this. Again, we're talking about a guy who just wrote 86 Trump. We all know what that means. He's pretending he does, and he does. Listen to how he describes himself.
And I really thought that I was done. I was in another life. I was a grandfather and an author wearing, you know, sweaters and jeans. And then I went for a walk on the beach and posted a silly picture of shells that I thought was a clever way to express a political viewpoint. And actually, I still think it is. I don't see it the way some people are still saying it is. But again, I don't want any part of any violence. I've never been associated with violence. And so that's why I took it down.
So your position, even after all of this, the Secret Service calling you and bringing you in for questioning, is that...
And he goes on to say that he is persecuted by Trump. Trump has been investigating and persecuting him.
Well, Trump needs to investigate him, but anyway.
Yeah. I'm just an elderly grandfather calling for violence. How dangerous could that be? Well, so you've got the two sides. We start at the beginning of this segment with Tim Walz giving you the justification. They're Gestapo, okay? Again, not a fringe figure in the Democrat Party. He was Kamala Harris's running mate. They're Gestapo. They're Gestapo. They're Gestapo. You've got James Comey over here. 86 of them, man. 86 of them. I love seashells. I'm just a grandfather. So it's okay if I call for violence. It's all right. And overnight, just huge problem here. I mean, this is trending on X. The left is beginning to tweet this in mass, 8647, in order to gum up the works. They have to investigate every one of them. They're trying to normalize this. I mean, look where we are this week. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they've been talking about, you know, trying to get women to have more babies. That's a great goal. We should always do that.
It's exactly.
Celebrate life, all of that.
Absolutely.
And they've been, especially in the last couple of weeks, talking about tax incentive for women to have babies, support for IVF to help women have babies. All of this, what gets attacked and firebombed? An IVF clinic.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Where is the outrage on that? We always hear about reproductive rights. Well, actually, an IVF clinic is someplace where there's reproduction going on. Now, whether you agree with the way that it is done or not is immaterial, but this was another left-wing nut job that did a suicide car bombing that was one of the biggest explosions in a public area in California in decades.
He's a registered Democrat. He left a manifesto explaining that he is anti-life, and he's also a Satanist. He's an anti-natalist. He didn't ask to be born. I mean,
who has ever asked to be born? No one. You, what a moronic concept. You cannot possibly ask to be born when you don't exist yet.
Regardless, he's a Democrat, and he said in his manifesto, having more children is fascist. It's wrong. He's a registered Democrat, and the media was telling their sheeple, incredibly, that he's a pro-life terrorist.
Yeah.
Like just that level of gaslighting and lying. Right. I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's a pro-life terrorist. That's why he bombed the, what? The IVF clinic? That doesn't make sense.
He's an anti-life terrorist who admitted to it.
Look, we're almost at the point now. We don't have anyone attacking, bombing, killing who isn't a Democrat. I mean, Thomas Crooks is a perfect example. He was a troll on Gab. How do you ignore that? The FBI simply doesn't come by to pick up the contents of his account, which was frozen by the owner of Gab, Andrew Torba. And he finally, Torba, remember, had to embarrass the FBI. Why haven't you been by? I've contacted you. He's a liberal troll, loved Biden, hated Trump, was on Gab trolling conservatives. He is a Democrat. He tried to kill the president. What, you don't want his account? I've frozen it and preserved it for you. Why won't you return my phone calls? This is the FBI is out there lying and telling people we don't really know his political ideology. You know, he registered Republican so he could vote in a primary. Of course he did, because Joe Biden had already been selected. So this is just part of the pretend, the cover up of the fact that the left is getting increasingly violent. I mean, you again, look at the golf course shooter, the second assassin. He's got the Kamala Harris sticker on his van in his driveway, and we're pretending we cannot possibly know why he did it.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You know, it's like a vicious cycle. They egg it on, because they want it. You know, they're high-fiving each other in their newsrooms when another Democrat does this. And then they put on their game face and they go out there on TV. We cannot possibly know, but he seems to be a Republican. Oh, just another one.
Yeah.
Bites the dust. It's every week now. Comey tapped right into this. You know why he did? He knows it's hot. He saw former Washington Post and New York Times reporter Taylor Lorenz, we all did, on CNN, talking about the biggest growth I ever got in my following is when I started praising the murderer, Luigi Mangione. Democrats love murder. And she's on TV. It's great. And the host is laughing with her. You think Comey didn't see that? By the way, his book comes out next week. What do you tap into if you want to sell Democrats' books? Violence and murder? Comey knows. We all do. Pretending we don't, but we do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.